B-Pod Studios.
WROR, 80s and more. That's Cheap Trick. That's what this is. A cheap trick played upon us on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't be Saturday. No, let's do a Nor'easter on Monday. But you know what? We're going to let the pros handle it. We got Boston 25 meteorologist Sherry Spear with us. Good morning, Sherry.
Hey, hey, hey. How are you guys?
Well, it's a Nor'easter.
She loves it.
I know.
This is great.
Sherry, what is a Nor'easter for folks who aren't 100% sure?
Oh, sure. Yeah, real easy. So we get to call it a Nor'easter when we get northeast winds. So it's basically winds coming in off the water. But for us, that means that we have like that extra moisture bumping into the ocean, into the land from the ocean. We get that buildup of the water at the coast. We get these gusty winds. So it's just like that perfect combination of messy weather that, what did you guys say? The most annoying sound is a vomiting sound.
Yes.
You're basically making all your listeners make that sound right now.
I know. Sorry. But hey, so it's about 8:41, not snowing yet in Boston. When do you expect it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think by noon you're probably going to get about a coating. I mean, we already have like over an inch in parts of central Mass and back across Mass Pike. So I think by noontime it's probably going to be like a coating. I was just looking at the totals. I think by 5 p.m. it's probably going to be more like maybe 4 to 6 inches. And then by 10 p.m. it's going to be like 6 to 8, or maybe even a little bit more, maybe close to 10 inches of snow in Boston, because
what?
It's going to come down so heavy this afternoon. You guys asked me about thunder snow.
Yeah.
We could get some of that. Yep.
Oh,
we could
love
be talking thunder some
snow.
Thunder snow.
Jeez, this guy, the storm's got everything. So who gets the worst of it as far as metropolitan?
Yeah, it's a little tricky at the coastline. I think the coast itself, the numbers are probably going to stay a little bit lower because we eventually make a change over to rain. But I'd say anywhere from like 95 and 128 westward, we're in that like 10 to 16 inch band. Yes. And it's just going to be like heavy snow for a time. It's a little tough to nail down the jackpot towns and cities. But I mean, most likely where we typically get it is like out in central Massachusetts. I just think we're going to get a couple higher reports, even close to like 495, maybe even a little bit closer to Metro West.
Okay. So when's this wrap up?
Tomorrow morning, it's going to go pretty good later on tonight and this afternoon. I mean, one of the big things is we don't want everybody like going to work and then deciding that they're leaving early and everybody being on the road at the same time this afternoon because it's going to be so gross out there.
Yeah.
But tomorrow morning, before 5, I think it's still pretty steady. But after 5, I think it turns a lot lighter. So I bet you folks go back to work tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, I heard it here. Sherry Spear says, don't go to work.
Yes, you know, I heard that a little differently. Well, Sherry, that's, so we appreciate you calling in. The rest of the week, how's it look, though, for any good news?
Pretty quiet. I mean, the rest of the week, it's going to warm up by Thursday. By warm up, I mean be back in the lower 40s, which sounds sad, but it's going to be better than it was, you know, over the freezing cold weekend and after the snowstorm. So we do have some better weather coming in, I think, for the middle and the end of the week. And we'll just keep an eye, like, Sunday into Monday, we might be talking another snowstorm, so we'll just have to keep an eye on things.
I like how she did that. Just a little. Just a little.
Don't get mad at me, Sam.
All right, Sherry, we know you're busy. Thanks for taking a little time to help us out here today. This is a big one. Okay, Sherry Spear, that's Boston 25. Meteorologist, that's the latest.
Wow, that's awesome. What a professional broadcaster sounds like.
She sounds great. I know.
Wow, I'm impressed.
She had everything.
Yeah.
She was soothing and comforting all the while.
Knowledgeable.
How do you get that?
Like? I don't know. I got some work.
She can call us anytime. That's it. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.